This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Been learning how Shmuel was born, the Tfilas of Chana, the Tzidkis of Elkanah. We're now holding by the payment, the promise of Chana. She promised that she would bring the child. And here she's going to bring the child to the Beis Hamikdash. This is in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Dalid. Vataleyu Ima. She's coming now to be Eil Regel. Kasher Gmalatu, after she already finished weaning him. And she, of course, she brings karbonis when she goes to the Mishkan. V'parim shleisha v'eifa achas kemach v'nevel yayin v'ativyeyu beis Hashem shilei. The way she promised, she kept her promise. She brings him now to the Mishkan. V'hanar noar. The child, he's young, he's a nar. The emphasis on this we'll soon see. The story opens with this point, Vanar Noar, an episode in the life of Shmuel, an interesting episode. Vayishchatu es ha-par. They go to shecht the par, the ox that Chana brought. Vayiviu es ha-nar el Eli. And they bring the child to Eli. What is the child being brought to Eli? So Rashi says, Kipshutai. Eli should see. Eli was the one who gave the bracha that gave forth Shmuel. So Chana is showing Eli, cook, look, this is the child of your bracha, the child of your nevuah. You look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lirais sheniskaima nevuasai. So it's not more than then he brings Shmuel, Eli should see, cook. Baruch Hashem, the tefillas when his gabel, your nevuah came to fruition. Here it is. But we're soon going to see from Chazal that that's not exactly what this story is all about. There's more what happened here, which the pasuk doesn't tell us. By Yaviu es hanar el Eli. The pasuk continues, Vatoimir bi adoini. She begins to beg, bi adoini. Chaynav shecha adoini, ani ho'isha nitzeves imacha bazeh, lispal el Hashem. She's begging. The pasuk continues, El anarazeh spalolti, I daven for this child, vayit nashem li yeshe losi. What is the begging? Okay, this is the child. Here is the nevuah, was Niskayim. There seems to be more in this story than the pasuk seems to allude to. So Rashi already tells us that there is more to the story. V'rabiseinu darshu mashe darshu. Chazal already darshan that this is not a very simple, he came to show Shmuel off to Eli. It's more than that. Shehoira alocha. He was a Meira Alacha. Notice Rashi doesn't even say Bifnei Rabbi. Shehoira Alacha, he paskin, Shmuel paskin something. What did he paskin? She'ein etzarech kayin l'shchitas kachim, kidi'isa bebrachas. That's all. So Vaito, even Rashi doesn't give us much about what happened here. Why the mystery? I don't know. Maybe the psukim didn't want to bring out clearly the story of Shmuel. Chveis aleinish. It seems to be that there's a cover up. Saimitzad the psukim and even Rashi, who gives us that there's more and there's a whole story that he was a meir halacha. We're soon going to learn he was a meir halacha b'fnei Rabbi in front of Eli, and he was chayiv misa, and Eli wanted to take him and kill him, and therefore the psukim continue that Chana is begging for her child, he should be spared. And again, the Pesukim Nothing. You see nothing in the pasuk. And even Rashi just says the Chacham already darshan what they darshaned. Look at the Gemara Brachas. Secrecy. But let's talk and learn what happened and why he was taka speared. If he was a Meir Halacha b'fnei Rabbi, so how was he speared? And what was Chana's taina? Chana's plea? How did Chana's plea change the mind of Eli? Let's begin with the Gemara. The Gemara is in Brachas, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says, El Hanar Azeh Spalolti, Amar Rebbe Lezer, Shmuel Halach Meira Halacha Lifnei Rabbi. Shmuel was a Meir Halach in front of his Rebbe. What was the story? Eli said, come, let's go get a Kayin. And they started looking for a Kayin. And Eli said, what every Bacha that ever went to Brisk knows, Shechita Ksheira Bazaar. Shmuel says what every Bacha knows, everybody knows, Shechita Ksheira Bazaar. Eli, what? He's a Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. And we must kill him like the Halacha of Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi's Chayiv Misa. And here, Chana jumps into action and starts to plea the psukim that we just read. Bi adayni chinav shecha adayni ani yish ani tzeve simcha el anar azeh spalolti v'gam anoichi yishaltil l'ashem kol hayomim v'chule v'chule v'chule. And therefore what? Tell me, could every mother come to Beis Din and start crying and begging? Doesn't really mean much. The halacha is the halacha. And the chiyuv is the chiyuv. So if Shmuel was a meir halacha b'fnei Rabbi, how did Chana appeal it with all these psukim, with all the words that she said to Eli? So let's first of all begin to understand what did Shmuel actually do wrong. So the Gemara says he was a meir halacha b'fnei Rabbi. Frag Taisvis, Rabbi? Since when was he a meir halacha? He was his Rebbe? Where did Eli become his Rebbe? Was he enrolled in the yeshiva of Eli? Was Bechalal enrolled in the yeshiva of Eli? Never learned by him? He never heard a shir by him? How is Shmuel, a Talmud of Eli, that he becomes a Meir Halacha b'fnei Rabbi? Amphitesis. Afal pish leilamed adayin b'fanav. Mikalmakaim gadol hadar haya. He was the gadol hadar. Can't argue with the gadol hadar. If you pask it in front of the gadol hadar, you're a meir halacha b'fnei rabbi. And then Tosis adds, uba lilmaid lefanav. He was also coming to learn by him. So he was already beginning to get enrolled in Eli's shir, so to speak. So that was already enough for him to be called a Meir Halacha b'fnei Rabbi to paskin in front of Eli. The Marik says, you see from this Taisis that you need two criteria. There were two things that Taisis said in order to make Shmuel a Meir Halacha b'fnei Rabbi. The first thing was that Eli was the God Lador, and he doesn't stop there. He adds, Uba Lilmaid Lefanav. So you need both. Azizak the Marik. From Toysis, you see clearly that it had to be both. Both things, that Eli happened to have been the Gadol, as well as he was going to come to learn by him. Rebbe Akiva Eiger is Mitzayin Atrumas Hadeshim. You look at the Rictisis, there's a little star. You look at the Kivega, that's the Gilean Ashas. The Kivega says, I am Truma Sadeshin. The Truma Sadeshin says, I argue, as long as you have one of the criteria, if he was God Lador, even if he didn't come to learn by him, or if he came to learn by him, even if he wasn't the God Lador, it's enough to make the Chiyuv of not being a Meir Halacha in front of this person. and that if you did it, you would be chayiv misa for being meir halacha b'fnei rabbi. In halacha, we paskin like this trumas hadeshin. The Ramah brings it down in Hilchas Pesach l'gabi yaseivul l'fnei rabbi. Now, one of the two criteria is enough to be called his Rebbe. Yeah, Rabbi say good. Could you do a save in front of Agad Ladav? Nay, like the Tumas Hadesh and not. Did you learn by him? You don't have to learn by him. How about if you come to learn by somebody and he's not the God Ladar? Which, by the way, in your eyes, he should be the God Ladar, but that's a different conversation for a different day. I say everyone's smiling. What's the... Vashmeichotlin. What? Okay. It's a loaded thing I just said. Zolzainazoy. One of the two is enough to make it that you can't do a seiva. Azezak the Ramon Tuf Ayin Beis. The Mishnah Berurah also paskins like this Trumas Hadeshin, that a person is not supposed to be mispalo mitzad rabbi. Shulchan Aruch Simin Tzadik. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chav Ayin Gimel, what is called rabbi? Rabbi means even if he's just a gadol hador, you never learned by him. So you can't be mispalel b'tzidai. Everybody's sitting and thinking, is he going to go through a halacha shir? We didn't come for a halacha shir. Well, maybe you did. I don't know what the... I'm going down this road for a reason. You'll soon see. So we have over here that he was a chiyav mechayiv misa because what? He was a meir halacha d'fnei rabbi. And the Rebbe means a God Lador. And according to Tosis, besides being the God Lador, he also was coming to learn by him. I saw a Pelag Chidah at this. Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful Chidah. Who was the Rebbe of the Rambam? No. Who was the Rebbe of the Rambam? The Rimagash. The Rima Gash was the Rebbe of the Rambam. Rabbi Yosef Alevi was Rima Gash, Rabbi Yosef Alevi. He was the Rebbe of the Rambam. How do I know this? Because he calls him that. In Hilchas Sheila Pikad and Perikei Allah Chavav, the Rambam calls the Rima Gash Moiri V'Rabbi, his Rebbe. Now, I don't want to go into what that Rambam is about. It's Sheila Pikad. We're going to start learning Hamafkid. We're stuck. We're going to be here all afternoon. But the point is, he calls him his Rebbe. Fred the Chida in Shema Gdailim, Erech Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon. The Rima Gash was Nifter. The Rambam was 9 years old. It doesn't stim. Unless maybe the Rambam was... He was a bright boy. They put him right into Besmedrish, maybe. From first grade, he went right into Besmedrish, maybe. But that's the kasha that the Chida asks. How could he call him his Rebbe if he never learnt by him? Says the Chida, two terutzim. Each one is a diamond for itself. The first terutzak, the Chida, the Rambam's father took the Rambam at the age of 7 to get a bracha from the Rima Gash. Because the Rima Gash was actually the Rebbe of the father of the Rambam. So like, you know, we have today, look at all the pictures. You take your kid to the Rebbe, to your Rebbe, to your Rav, to your Rashid, that's what happened. And the bracha is he should become a God Ladav. Says the Chida, the Rambam attributed all his godless to the bracha of the Rima Gash, and therefore he called him his Rebbe. Wow, what a chita. Megadik, huh? Shavy gold. The godless, the greatness of the Rambam, says the chita, was the bracha that he got from the Rima Gash, and the Mela, he refers to him as Rebbe, his Rebbe, Rabbi Omoyr. The second teretz the chita gives, the Rebbe of your Rebbe is your Rebbe. It's a play on words, by the way. Okay, the Rebbe of your Rebbe is your Rebbe. And therefore, since he was the Rebbe of the father, the Rambam, who was the Rebbe of the Rambam, Memela became his Rebbe. So you're saying, father, good, okay, good. I got it. Understood. What do I have from over here? I made it to Gazach. You hear? How did Shmuel become Shmuel? Zakter Chida. The bracha of Eli. Mainly he called Eli his Rebbe. Everybody's making with the face because it's so delicious. Rabbi says, you know, I'm made of it. I'm a tafla fella. Came across it for the first time this year. So since he was the Rebbe, since he gave a bracha, and because of that he became the Shmuel, so therefore he calls him his Rebbe. And if he has to call him his Rebbe, so he has a din of a Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. I saw the Sefer Arachama by Reb Zundel Kreuzer. It was just nifty. It was from Chashavu, Nikita Yerushalayim. He learns this pshat in the pasuk, beautiful, that the reason why he was a Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, he never learned by him, the Teretz says, it was his bracha. Why am I telling you all this? I had a chiddush that came from this. A gadol, a yirei shemayim, it comes from a bracha? Interesting. I had a messiah all the years from the Chafetz Chaim. My Zayd used to say it over. And then I found that Arugas HaBaisim. Arugas HaBaisim says the same thing. Gut de kinder nicht mit brachas. Doesn't work that way. When people would come to get a bracha, but the kinder soll sein gute. They should be good. Yireim, shleimim, teire de kiyidin. He would say, mit a bracha? Nah, that doesn't. Sweat and tears, and soon we'll see tefillas, chana. We're going to get to this in a few moments. Wait a second. The Rambam attributed all his godless to the bracha of the Rimagash, a birchas tzaddik. Interesting. Let me ask you a different shayla. He was a nar. How old is this nar? How old was he? So the Mashah asked us for a kasha. How could he be Chayiv Misa? Eli wants to kill him. He's 2 years old, Sachako. A two-year-old child can't be Chayiv Misa. And even if you're going to say Shmuel was very advanced, and he was Sachako, he was 2 years old. And he says that the Shita Mekubetzis already asked us for a Shaila. He was only 2 years old. Bitzlach. Says this Teretz. He says, Shmuel was not a Yingale. Shmuel was already, you see, he was passing. He was learning Briska Rav and Kachim. You see clearly, Sheira Bazar, Shchita Sheira Bazar, you gave a call of a Yingale. So, Tetzlach, therefore he was Chayit Misa, even though he was only 2 years of age. The Marsham says that's pshat the pasuk. What's the pasuk? She came and she said, he can't be chayiv misa. And I asked you, what do you mean? But if he's chayiv misa, what's this whole speech? That she stood there and she davened for him, ani Aisha, ani tevesim, chay davened with you. So what? Therefore what? Therefore he's not chayiv misa, therefore the bezin has to let him off. What was her tefillah? Beautiful. And he should be loy chacham v'loy tipesh, remember? He should be an average boy. As they state in the Gemara, she daven, he should be normal. So she's tying him back. He's not chayiv misa. You want to be mechayiv misa because he's a what? A bar chochim. He's not a, he's not as smart as you're making him out to be. And how do I know? Like, I want to add to the loss of the pasuk. Vayitna shem li eshe losi. The pasuk says clearly, Hashem gave me what I asked for. The Marsham doesn't bring this part of the diuk of the Lashon, of the Pasuk, the emphasis, Vayitin Hashem li eshe losi. Shlomo Kluge talks about this diuk, we'll get to it in a few moments. It's an extra wording in the Pasuk. El anar hazeh yispalolti. Why does it have to emphasize, repeat, Vayitin Hashem li eshe losi. Light the Marsham, light its life, beautiful. She's trying to say, he's not a chuli misa, because Hashem gave me what I asked for. What? Like chacham? shouldn't be this bright wonder child.
Average.
Normal. I like to use the word normal. You know, I love you too. I have to tell you what. I saw Shmooz by Ramesh Aaron Stern. And he says, you see from over here, Amere de Gezach, the Iker and the Kuda is, as a kinzel zain normal. Should be normal. Normal makes greatness. Okay, now you're pushing it. You're only getting one vart out of your heart. Okay, the kids are Aleph Regen. Everybody asks on the tzlach. Well, you want to make sure that's not on the tape, huh? Okay, Lamaisa. Everybody asks on the tzlach. If he's 13, he's 13. Since when do we mechayev a person based on his knowledge and how chacham he is? That's Achrayna Shireid already on the story. Okay. Lemaisa, what was Chanan's bakasha then? He was a chayiv nisa. He was a meir alacha b'fnei rabbi. So Chanan officially saying he's a child, he's not a chacham, he's not... So what's the whole drasha about his tefillis, that she's davening, and what is that all about? What's it, the geya? Either he's chayiv or he's not chayiv. So if you look at the Achrayinim again, it's a lot of Torah. I try to get it to you in a capsule, as they say. Eli should be Meichel. As I read in Al Achrayinim, that Eli should be Meichel. So they bring from the Gilead Marsha that it depends how he did it, if he was Mezalzel, if he's not a Mezalzel. So if a Mezalzel, then it can't be Meichel. And the Meila, that's the back and forth. Eli doesn't want to be Michael because he thinks he was a Mezalzel. Chan is tiny. He's not a Mezalzel. He's not being a Chotzov. It's not a Meir Alachi. Okay, it came out of his mouth. This is already Achrayna Shetayra, back and forth, the Shakla Vatari. Yeah. What was the Havamina? What was the Maskana? What did Eli think? What did Chan think? What did Chan answer? What did Eli answer back? Okay. Yeah, Meir Alachi, then he's Chayiv Misa. Could I be Michael? Can I be Michael? Okay. Let me tell you over Marsha. The Marsha says, the Gemara says that Eli promised her, I'll give you a different child. I'll switch it. Says up the Gemara. And that's what Chana says, El Anar Hazeh. I asked for this one. Hispalolti. That's who I dam for. Says the Marsha, Dizeh Chavavli. Shenoyledli alidei tefilasi. This I got through davening. I don't want the child that you'll give me through your davening. The tefila brought this. This is what I want. This is the child. This is the fruits of my tefila. The labor of tefila brought these. This child, it's chaviv to me. Interesting. What does it mean? Mashgiach Zatzal used to talk a lot about this. Mashgiach Reb Nosson, a lot of talk about this. Tefillah, the koyach of tefillah, it becomes yours. And the Rabbeinu Shloim gives through tefillah, there's a kinyan. We'll get back to this in a few moments. But I want to tell you over an interesting Malbim. The Malbim says, it's Maisa Nisim. You think it's normal that Shmuel was born? Don't touch my sinisa. Let's let it be. You do main stam si gevangen as Shmuel. Alanaraz is baloti, imcha, shiltiv lashem. He's a wonder child in miracle. This is all miracle. Miracle? Let's not touch. Don't buy nishlam. Zezak the mal. I saw him. Other Rifarshim learn that she was tiny. If the Rabbeinu Shlalem get, the Rabbeinu Shlalem doesn't take back. You see, the question is, how do we learn the psukim? What should we put the emphasis on? So many put the emphasis on Anara Zeis Balalti. It's this child, and that's who I daven for. While others put the emphasis on what? Vayitein Hashem li eshei losi. That the Eibishter granted me, and what the Eibishter grants is mine, and he doesn't take it back. You're looking at me. Okay, the English word is an Indian giver. Okay, I said it. So Rabbi Nishleilam is not an Indian giver. Havdol, okay? Havdol elef havdolos. I saw a Pelitika B'nai Yisascha. I wrote it down because it's unbelievable. He learns this mahalach, that if the Eibishter gives, it's given. If you notice, the wording in the pasuk is not according to the dikduk of the Lashon. Ani ha'isha hanitzeves imcha bazeh. If you wrote imcha like that on a class paper, you should be marked not once but twice wrong, and you should go back to dikduk for first grade how to spell. Does anybody know how to spell imcha? I'm not putting you on the spot. No, what is it? Ayin? Mem? A chav seifis? Every child knows that. How did it turn to a hay? Somebody to think of it. Everybody's looking. Yeah. Ani ha'isha hanitzeves imcha bazeh. Where did the imcha with a hay? What does it mean? Sakta b'nei yisascha. She said imcha with a hay, without a chaf. L'hayreis Rashi Tevis. It's a Rashi Tevis. What is the Rashi Tevis? The hay is halacha. The mem is eide, ayin is eide, mem is mesira, and the chaf is karsi. When you sign the paper, it's a done deal. It's eide, mesira, karsi. On Rosh Hashanah, she was nifkat. Siva the chasima. It was written and signed, and therefore it's mine, and I can keep it. Vayitein li, Hashem gave it to me. And if Hashem gave it to me, He gave it to me at Rosh Hashanah as a signed halacha. Hey, halacha is eidei mesira karsi, which means kasu v'chasam. It's a done deal. Interesting. This is all beautiful, but I want to tell you what I really want to tell you about this inyan. And unfortunately, I don't have too much time to do it, so maybe there'll be a ness. And we learn from the Malbim that you don't touch with Nisa. No? Okay. I found two places, two Achrayinim, that learn Pshat in Chanes Teretz. Chana is trying to defend Shmuel. What was her defense? So I found from Reb Chaim Vital, he has a sefer called Limud Atzilus. It's one of Reb Chaim Vital's sfarim. I also found the same pshat in the Megala Amuk as Parshas Bahalayscha. What Chana was saying is, it's my responsibility. You can't blame Shmuel. Blame me. It's my child. My responsibility. My child, my responsibility. So you can't kill him. He's a little boy. He's two. We mentioned it already. He's 2 years old. Chinuch, what is chinuch? You ever see by the bar mitzvah, what do you come and say? So the Achrayinim say that Chana is answering Eli. Eli, you can't kill him. It's not his responsibility, but it's mine. Now you might answer me, Rabbi Isai. Where do you see it in the Pesukim? It's a very nice halachic, so to speak, teretz to the kasha. Is he mechuyim? And the answer is no, because it's the mamah. Leah said this. And whenever something gets broken, they blame the mother. Now she has a child, she could blame the child, right? Not for peeking, you blame the mother. That's what the Ein Satamah can say, right? So let's talk. Where do you find over here, in the words of Chana, that she was explaining why that Shmuel was not mechuyev, but it was rather her responsibility? Abai say, let's learn the psukim inside now. The first thing that she talks to Eli, the first defense is El Hanar Hazeh Hispalalti. Continuing, Vayitin Hashem Liyah Shelasi, and like we spoke, it's extra, it's redundant. There's no reason for it to repeat itself. Vigam, and also Anoichi Shiltiv Lashem Kalayomim. I gave him back to the Eibishter, borrowed to the Eibishter. Three things she was saying. Alanara Zez Palalti. Vayitin Hashem Liyah Shelasi, and Vigam Anoichi Shaltil Lashem. And I believe that all three things have a meaning and an explanation on how to defend Shmuel by saying it was her responsibility, and therefore Shmuel should not be taken lemisa. I have another question, Rabbi Yisai. El Hanarazeh, El Hanarazeh, Rabbi Yisai, let's go again with the words. If you want to write on something, I daven on or for, do you say El or you say Al Hanar? On this child, I davened. What is El Hanaraz? What does it mean? The Rishayim asks for Akasha, Devin Ezra. Says we find El and Al interchangeable. For example, Parshas Mitzayra, El Klicheres, Al Mayim Chayim. What's El? Al Klicheres. Al and El is interchangeable. Other Rishayim say, V'dibartem, does it say Al Hasela or El Hasela? We all know he wasn't supposed to talk what? To the stone, it's one shita. I can't get it to Meimeriva right now. He was supposed to talk on the stone, and it says what? El. What are the three basic Yesaidis of Chinuch? I'd like to quote to you three Mishtaburis. And I want to begin with tefillah, the importance of tefillah in the chinuch of a child, the responsibility of the parents to daven for the children. Keep in mind, Rabbi Yisai, what are we trying to answer? How Chana is taking the blame off Shmuel is trying to shift the blame what? On herself. Mishnah Bura in three places. The first place is in Simin Kuf Chav Bei Siv Kat Meches. Mishnah Bura brings from the Chayadam. Kasav HaChayadam Nachayin V'roi L'chal Adam L'Yispalel B'chal Yayim. A person should daven every day. It's the right thing that he should daven. Al Tzrachav U'Parnasosoy. You have to daven today to get Parnasoy. But also, v'shloyamush ha'toyra mipiv v'zaroi v'zerazaroi, that the children should remain b'nei toyra v'shiyu kol yoytzei chalotzav oydei Hashem be'emes v'shloyim tzichas v'shalom psul b'zaroi. The tefillah is oztabin kinder v'zeni rein. Kinder was in kosher, kinder was in bnei Torah. B'chol mash yedea b'liba shetzarech loy, says the Mishnah Berurah, he should speak it out like we spoke last week, even in Lashon Ashkenaz and Yiddish. Fine. There's another Mishnah Berurah. In the beginning of Simen Reish Mem Zayin, v'tomit tia tfilasa ava aim shkuro b'fiyem. Constantly, the parents must daven constantly. L'ispal al b'neiem shiyu loim dei Torah v'tzadikim u'bali midos toivis v'chavin me'oid b'birchas avarab b'birchas ha'Torah shosh oimrim b'ni anachnu v'tzetzo'enu. be mechaven a lot, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'chein kishoimer v'olitzion l'malinigal arik v'leinoy l'beholo. You should have in mind the children. And then, of course, Mishnah Berurah speaks about the mother who davens by Hadlakas Neiris, Mishnah Berurah and Simin Reish Samach Gimel. He speaks how important it is for a mother to daven that her children should be banim, scharim, irim, batoiro, the tefillas of the parents. El anar hazeis palolti. She's talking about tefila. El anar hazeis palolti. I davened. This was my achrayis. This was my responsibility of chinuch. I davened. Vayitein li, Hashem gave me. Children are pikadon, Rabbi Yisrael. Hashem gives us our children. Vayitein li. Rav Shach, in the Shimusha Shel Torah, brings something very interesting. Brings a story. He says that when he was still in Europe, Rabbi Zalman was already in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Zalman asked Rav Shach to travel to Litta, to Radin, to come to the Chafetz Chaim, and to ask him a few questions. Within those questions, one of them was to get a bracha for someone, a family in Eretz Yisrael who didn't have children. So he sent in Rav Shach to get a bracha for this couple. At that kufa, the chedarim was starting to turn towards Haskala. The government was starting to force the chedarim. The Chafetz Chaim said, I don't know if I want to give this bracha. Possibly, b'dor zeh, to ask for children is not the right thing. Because there's no guarantee what's going to be with the children. And the Chafetz Chaim said the following, Rav Shach used to say it over, Yelodim harehem pikadon. The children is a pikadon. The Rabbi Yishon gives us, tells us to watch a diamond. It's given to us to watch. Pikadon shemafkid haribayne shaloylam b'yedeyem ha'umniyay shalahayrim. It's given to the professional watch of the parents. Valeyem utelis ha'chayv la'shivay. And we have to return it b'tahayro u'bishleimusay. So if the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us the children, so then the Rabbeinu Shalom gave it to us. But for us to ask, says the Chafetz Chaim, in this kufa, where we can't guarantee the protection, the shmirah, maybe we shouldn't ask for it. Unbelievable raid from the Chafetz Chaim. Rav Shach said that he felt very bad. These children, these families are not going to have children. Chafetz Chaim called him back and said, you know, Nachal HaMaisis, don't worry. They'll have children. So Chafetz Chaim said, as he felt bad, Chmanis. The family had twins. That's what Shach used to end off the story. Family had twins. They'll have children. One word from the Chafetz Chaim. But Al Kalponim, Rav Shach spoke about the inyan of Pikadon. This is a Pikadon. And who is responsible? The parents. How does Chana say a third thing? Besides Vayitin Hashem liya sheilasi, the gama neichi hishiltiv l'Hashem kalayamim, I'm taka doing what I should do for chinuch. I'm protecting him, but I'm giving him away completely without hashpa, without any outside influence. So what she was telling Ailey, it's my mistake, but I'm working on correcting the proper chinuch for this child, and therefore Ailey, you should be meichel. Your taina that he lacks chinuch, your taina that Shmuel, look what happened, look what he did, comes along Chana and says, I promise you that I will do the right. I'm going to daven. I'll continue davening. The Zohar says, Alanarazeh Paloti constantly. I know that Hashem gave it to me. If you keep in mind that it's a matana from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and you protect it, it's a gift. Children are a gift. And the last thing is, the Gama Neichi She'iltiv Lashem, I will protect him, I'll give him to the Eibishter. I'd like to end with one thing, Rabbi Say, to answer the word El. Should have said Al. So Al means El, or maybe means something else, Rabbi Say. Azeda told me that there were Gedolim and Litta because of the lullabies that the mothers used to sing the children to sleep with. The Chashiva Satayra that people had came from the mother's song that they used to put them to sleep with. I saw something beautiful. It's brought down from a Tzvi Hirsch from Zidichai, the Zidichai Rebbe. Someone came to ask him, children, a bracha for good children, like we spoke. She answered, the Zidichai answered, I can't give you a bracha for good children because that's not where good children come from. But I want to tell you what my mother used to do. Again, the mother. She would wake up every night by Chatzais, and she would say Tikkun Chatzais, and she would say till until the morning with tears, and then she would take the tears and put them in a cup and wash my face in the morning with it. That's how we wash Negelvas every morning, the tears of my mother. That's how you have good children. El Hanar Hazeis Palalti, I daven to him that he should hear it. My tefillas, I didn't daven on him only, but I daven to him. He heard, and he listens, and he's going to hear how much the mamet gevaint and gedavent that he should be a tzaddik, he should be Hashem she'iltif. Eli hears this, and Eli says, okay, we're going to grant him that he should live on.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.